Good evening, it's Donna Marie Jordy with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this evening's bulletin, a delegation of doctors will meet with the Health Minister Jennifer Carol McNeil in Dublin shortly. A Donegal man has been deported from America after 15 years of living in Boston. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to two collisions in recent days in the county, and a second arrest has been made in relation to disorder in Derry last night on Naylor's Row. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Kenny Harkin will have all the latest in sport. That's coming up at around 5:15. A delegation of doctors will meet with Health Minister Jennifer Carol McNeil in Dublin this evening. The minister will also have discussions with Donegal political representatives and the HSE's regional manager Tony Canavan. The doctors argue surgical services may fail catastrophically in Letterkenny if there isn't investment. They'll present the minister with a document outlining why they believe a surgical hub should be located at Letterkenny University Hospital, while Mr Canavan is recommending Sligo as a sole location. Michaela Clark has more.
The document which doctors will present to the minister this evening argues that by any reasonable and objective measure, Letterkenny University Hospital stands out as the only logical evidence-based location for a surgical hub. They say when measured against the recommendations regarding population, geography, clinical activity and need, Letterkenny is the obvious choice. In terms of funding, they say Letterkenny receives far less than other hospitals for doing the same amount of procedures. In terms of the surgical workforce, the document points out that in 2010, more procedures were being carried out in Letterkenny, with 6 permanent surgeons operating 2 days a week, compared to the situation now with 0.5 to 1 operating day a week and 3 permanent surgeons.
A Donegal man has been deported from America after 15 years of living in Boston. The Journal reports that the father of two was deported over the weekend and that his 9 and 10-year-olds were not able to travel with him. The 40-year-old overstayed his travel visa and had joined the waiting list for a green card application 3 years ago. He was detained by US immigration officials for violating his visa waiver. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses of two collisions in recent days, one involving a vehicle and two pedestrians, which occurred on Main Street Bunkrana on Tuesday last, the other a single vehicle collision that happened on Thursday morning at Stranmartin in Derry Beg. Garda Grainne Doherty made this appeal for information on today's 9 till noon show with Greg Hughes.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to a collision involving a vehicle and two pedestrians. This occurred at Main Street Bunkrana on Tuesday the 10th of June, shortly after 11:50 a.m. The driver and the male and female pedestrian, they were all taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment. The driver and the male pedestrian didn't suffer any life-threatening injuries. The female pedestrian, however, remains in hospital. She suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. We're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed this collision to contact Gardaí in Bunkrana on 932 0540. If anybody travelled in that area with a dash cam on June 10th between 11:45 a.m. and midday at Main Street Bunkrana, we're asking them, as always, to make that footage available to us.
Road traffic collision being investigated in Derry Beg.
Yes, this collision involved one vehicle. It occurred in the R257 at Stranmartin, Derry Beg, on Thursday the 12th of June at approximately 11:18 a.m. So the vehicle involved was travelling from Lunya towards Derry Beg. It left the road and entered a field. The driver and the passenger were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment, and thankfully their injuries are believed to be non-life-threatening in nature. We'd like to hear from anyone who may have witnessed this collision, or again, as always, with all of our appeals, we're interested in dash cam footage. So if anyone was in that area around that time with a dash cam, we're asking them to make that footage available to us. Anybody with any information in relation to this incident should contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071 985 8530.
A second arrest has been made in relation to disorder in Derry last night on Naylor's Row. Masonry and fireworks were used to attack police between 9:30 and midnight, resulting in the injury of 3 officers. 2 male teenagers, aged 13 and 18, were arrested on suspicion of riotous behaviour and have since been released on bail to allow for further police inquiries to be conducted. The Stormont Assembly has been told there needs to be more cross-border collaboration on healthcare, particularly in the area of cancer services. Foyle MLA Ciara Ferguson, who's vice chairperson of Cancer All Party Group, told MLAs the Department of Health needs to be more flexible and innovative and must work more closely on the provision of combined additional cancer services as well as improved policy and research. She says it's unacceptable that the North West Radiotherapy Unit has the equipment to provide enhanced services but cannot do so because there's no funding for extra staff. Ms Ferguson says equal access to services must be a priority.
When I query projected annual staffing costs and a timeline for the delivery of stereotactic ablative radiotherapy, which is precision targeting form of radiotherapy for the North West Cancer Centre, they do have the equipment. I was advised that given annual staffing costs could be in the region of $284,000 to recruit therapeutic radiographers and medical physicians to support the service, a lack of identified funding means no timeline for introduction can be provided. I wanted to raise this issue today as if it's several local people contact me in respect of the issue of income-based health inequalities, voicing serious frustrations at a very difficult time in their life at how only those who can afford to go privately have other options in relation available to them in relation to cancer treatments. While I fully appreciate the need for sustained investment in primary and community care and in various specialised services, I have to speak up as an MLA for Foyle and as Vice Chair of the All Party Group on Cancer for my constituents across Derry City and the North West who face significant health and social inequalities. I want to ask the Minister and his department to explore ways, particularly in the context of the North West, to strengthen cross-border collaboration on healthcare, to be more innovative and to work closer on the treatment of cancers and deliver better experiences for patients across our small island. This would include in the context of supporting the All Ireland Cancer Network and the development of improved cancer policy and research, alongside meeting the existing need for additional services.
People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy has returned to Ireland after being detained twice in Egypt. He was part of a group of activists which travelled to the country in an attempt to march to Rafah in Gaza. Speaking in Dublin Airport, Deputy Murphy believes his actions raised awareness.
And even though we didn't reach Rafah, we think we did succeed in highlighting what's happening. Just yesterday, 38 people were killed while queuing for aid. And this has become a pattern now, over 300 people in the last 3 weeks. I left on Thursday. I was in the Dáil on Thursday morning. I'm back today. I think my constituents, I think most people in this country, want politicians to do everything they can to stop this genocide.
A protest will get underway outside Leinster House in the next hour, calling for emergency action from the government on housing. It's to coincide with a debate in the Dáil as government attempts to overhaul renting rules. Ministers want to bring forward emergency laws to make the entire country a rent pressure zone. However, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald believes the overall plan will increase rents.
I don't know how blunt or clear we have to be with you, but renters now pay thousands of euros more than just a few short years ago. So you can stand up and bluster and cast aspersions at me all you like. You're in government. It is your housing minister that is proposing a bill that will have one effect, and that is higher rents.
Ishka Aaron says crews will be arriving in Letterkenny in the coming weeks to deliver important works which will reduce the number of bursts in the town. Close to 400 metres of old water mains will be replaced at the Grange by autumn this year as part of the utility's National Leakage Reduction Programme. Katie Gillen has more.
Ishka Aaron says the section of water mains at the Grange needs to be replaced in order to reduce bursts and safeguard water supply. Crews will be working along the L1174, the Grange Letterkenny, from the Glencar Road Junction to Fernhill Upper Junction, with a road closure required to deliver these works safely. Diversion routes will be signposted and assurances are being given that local and emergency access will be maintained at all times. Areas of work will be limited to short sections to minimise impact, and the project team will ensure that customers are given a minimum of 48 hours notice prior to any planned interruptions. The utility says its crews will work diligently to complete these works as quickly as possible, and with every effort being made to minimise disruption in the area.
Gardaí are investigating an alleged assault that occurred in the Long Lane area of Letterkenny at approximately 10 past three on Wednesday afternoon last. The car pulled in alongside the victim. Three males got out of the car and assaulted him. He sustained injuries, none of which are believed to be life-threatening in nature. Gardaí are appealing to all road users who may have been in the area with the dash cam to make the footage available. And if anyone witnessed the incident, they're asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station. Josef Puszka's brothers, Marek and Lubomir, have been found guilty of withholding information from Gardaí during the investigation into Aisling Murphy's murder. Their wives have also been convicted of assisting their brother-in-law by burning the clothes he was wearing when he murdered the 23-year-old schoolteacher in 2022. Court's correspondent Frank Rearney reports.
After five long days considering the evidence, the jury returned with their first two verdicts after 13 hours and 40 minutes of deliberations. All 12 of them convicted Josef Puszka's brothers Marek and Lubomir of withholding crucial information during their initial interactions with Gardaí in the days after Aisling Murphy was murdered along the Grand Canal in Tullamore. Both claimed they had reasonable excuses for not disclosing the information, which included their brothers' movements and appearance that evening, but the jury rejected their defence. Shortly after those verdicts were delivered, Marek and Lubomir's wives, Josefina Grunzova and Viera Gaziova, were found guilty of assisting him by burning the clothes he was wearing when he killed Aisling Murphy. At the outset of this trial, Josef Puszka's wife, Lucia Istakova, pleaded guilty to a charge of withholding information, something that could not be reported until after the jury's work was complete. Their sentence hearing will take place at a later date.
Buncrana has been named the best kept large town in Ireland. The winners of Ireland's best kept town were announced at a ceremony in Dublin earlier today, with Naas and County Kildare being named the overall winner. Both Derry and Omagh were nominated in the urban centre category. New organ donor laws come into effect today. The Human Tissue Act Part 2 means everyone is considered a donor unless they opt out, replacing the previous system of opting in. Families of donor candidates will still be consulted before any action's taken and can stop a donation if they don't agree. Jesse Doyle, who received two kidney transplants, says people can't find out who their donor is but can send thanks to their relatives.
For the privacy of both parties, it's don't actually find out, but you can actually send a letter to the donor family and vice versa. So it gives you a kind of a line of communication so that you can just express like how grateful you are and that kind of thing. But it keeps that kind of a safe boundary as well.
It's coming up to 12 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break and Kenny Harkin will be back with all the latest in sport. It's quarter past five here on Highland Radio. Kenny Harkin's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Shelburne will play Linfield of the Irish Premiership in the first round of qualifying for the Champions League. The sides will square off over the two legs next month, with the first game set to take place at Tolka Park. The winning team will be guaranteed at least two more ties after the first round. In the Conference League, St Patrick's Athletic will face Lithuanian side FC Hegelmann in their first round. And the Aviva Stadium will host Republic of Ireland against Belgium in the first leg of their Women's Nations League promotion relegation playoff. The girls in green last appeared at Lansdowne Road back in December when they were beaten by Wales in the second leg of the Euro 2025 playoff. Belgium will travel to Dublin for the first leg on Friday the 24th of October before hosting Ireland the following Tuesday. Elsewhere, former Premier League referee David Coote has been charged by the FA for comments made about former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp. Coote was suspended in November of last year after a video emerged of him making derogatory remarks about Liverpool and Klopp. Coote was sacked shortly after. He has been cleared, however, of any gambling misconduct. Brighton, they have signed defender Diego Coppola from Hellas Verona for around £9 million. The 21-year-old signed a five-year deal at the Amex. And it's understood Chris Wilder is to be sacked by Sheffield United. He was unable to guide them to a promotion from the Championship last season as they lost to Sunderland in their playoff final at Wembley. The US-based consortium COH Sports, which owns the club, have decided they want a new head coach to lead their charge to the Premier League. And Manchester United Chief Executive Omar Baradi's reiterated their aim of marking the club's 150th year anniversary with a title. The Project 150 vision was first outlined last September, which sets out a target of both the men's and women's teams being crowned league champions in 2028. United's men's team has just ended its worst ever Premier League campaign, losing 18 times. In hockey, Ireland suffered a 6-1 defeat to Australia in their Pro League encounter in Antwerp. John McKee brought the sides level towards the end of the first quarter, but the Australians found the net on 5 occasions after that. The two sides will meet again tomorrow. In rugby, Lions head coach Andy Farrell has brought up another scrum half as cover for Jameson Gibson Park. England international Jack Van Poortvliet has joined the squad ahead of Friday's game against Argentina in Dublin. Gibson Park was a late withdrawal from the Leinster team that won Saturday's URC Grand Final with a minor injury. Elsewhere in rugby, Munster Rugby has revealed the details of the senior men's 3 pre-season matches. The first two are away from home, with Biarritz hosting the Irish province at the Stade Aguilera on August the 22nd. Munster will then travel to King's Home to take on Gloucester on Friday, September the 5th. 7 days later, they'll welcome Premiership champions Bath to Virginia Media Park in Cork. In motorsport, Formula One has announced the Canadian Grand Prix will remain on its calendar until 2035. A new 4-year deal has been agreed, which will see the race into its 7th decade. Mercedes driver George Russell won in Montreal in its most recent edition on Sunday. Finally, this evening in boxing, Chris Eubank Jr. will go before the British Board of Boxing Control next month over his use of a sauna before beating rival Conor Benn last month. He was fined €375,000 for missing the weight, but was within the £10 rehydration limit on the morning of the fight. The governing bodies have been made aware a sauna may have been used for the weight cut, a practice that is banned. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Donna Marie.
Thanks, Kenny. An attempted break-in at a building site in Inishowen has been foiled by a motion-activated security light. It happened at Barrackhill Carndonagh in the early hours of Wednesday morning last. Between 3:20 and 3:25, damage was caused to the locked entrance gate in order to gain entry to the site. 2 men entered the site while 1 remained in a silver car, and Gardaí are appealing for information and dash cam footage. Donegal is slightly ahead of the curve, according to the latest Coding Ireland STEM report. Teachers in primary and secondary school settings were surveyed during the research, and the data found that in this county there's particularly strong interest and growing engagement at both levels. In this county, 71% of primary school teachers rate STEM education as very or extremely important, and 98% of secondary educators agree. Founder of Coding Ireland, Alan Joyce, says Donegal is playing a leading role.
In Donegal, there was a very positive response. Over 51% of primary school educators rated it as very important, and 20% as extremely important in terms of STEM education. So it was a very positive outlook in Donegal.
And is that in line with what you got across the board?
It's actually slightly ahead of what we got across the board, though just slightly. So it is, Donegal would be just, leading a little bit more than the general stats for Ireland. But generally speaking, across the whole country, there is a very positive attitude towards STEM education, both from educators, parents, and indeed from the students themselves.
X has been asked to provide information about its compliance with the online safety code to the media regulator. Commissioner Mann says the platform hasn't provided sufficient information so far about protecting children using the platform. The company owned by Elon Musk is required to respond by the 22nd of July or face a fine of up to €500,000. Over the weekend, the Sunday Times reported officials from Trump administration had warned the Irish Media Commission against sanctioning US social media platforms. Looking now to weather, dry with sunshine this evening, and it'll be dry with clear spells tonight with lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees in light breezes. To conclude this evening's news, here's the headlines. A delegation of doctors will meet with Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill in Dublin this evening. The minister will also have discussions with Donegal political representatives and the HSE's regional manager Tony Canavan. The doctors argue surgical services may feel catastrophically in Letterkenny if there isn't investment. A Donegal man has been deported from America after 15 years of living in Boston. The Journal reports that the father of two was deported over the weekend and that his 9 and 10-year-old were not able to travel with them. The 40-year-old overstayed his travel visa and had joined the waiting list for a green card 3 years ago. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses of two collisions in recent days. One involves a vehicle and two pedestrians that occurred in Buncrana on Tuesday last. The other was a single vehicle collision that happened on Thursday morning in Derry Beg. And finally, a second arrest has been made in relation to disorder in Derry last night on Naylor's Row. Masonry and fireworks were used to attack police between 9:30 and midnight, resulting in the injury of 3 officers. 2 male teenagers aged 13 and 18 were arrested and have since been released on bail to allow for further police inquiries to be conducted. That's all for now from the news desk. Back with more headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, June 17th. The death has occurred of Narita O'Boyle, Ní Galvin, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, formerly of Dunkaneely, reposing at her late residence today from 7pm to 9pm and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9pm, concluding with rosary at 9 o'clock on both nights. Funeral from there on Thursday, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, Letterkenny, for 11am Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the Church of the Irish Martyrs YouTube channel, followed by burial in the family plot in Conwell Cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Pascal Blake, funeral director. The death has taken place of Margaret Monagall Letteror Mallon. Her remains are reposing at her home. Removal from there on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 to St Mary's Church Lag for 2 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has occurred of Bridget Ferguson at Ní Galar, Lower Glasa, Gweedore, and formerly of Tamna Héireann, County Derry. Her remains will repose at Rorty's Funeral Home, Derry Beg, today until after the rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Mary's RC Church, Tamna Héireann, County Derry, with interment afterwards in Star of the Sea Church Graveyard, Brisbane Road, Derry. The death has occurred of Rosanna McAleer, Ní Quinn, 271 Ard McCarran, Ballybuffet, reposing at her late residence today until 10pm and again tomorrow from 10am until 10pm. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorder at 11 o'clock. Interment in St Mary's Churchyard, Sessionail. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. The death has taken place of Sean Grant, Moneymore, Newton Cunningham. Sean's remains will repose at his late residence tomorrow from 10am to 10pm with rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral at 11am on Thursday morning in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv, followed by interment in St Columbus Church Cemetery, Dromahol. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Conall Gillespie, Carol Keel, Quigley's Points. Conall's remains will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Station Road, Carndonagh, from 6pm to 8pm today and again from 6pm until 8pm tomorrow. Removal from there on Thursday at 10:20, going to St Columbus Church, Drung, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on MCN Media. The death has occurred of Desmond Joseph Lear, 3A Elliott Place, Enniskillen, County Fermanagh. Desmond's remains are reposing at 34 Cashland Court, Castlefin. Funeral from there at 10:30 on Thursday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Castlefin, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Wake strictly private to family and close friends, please. Mass can be streamed live via the parish website. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Lily Carlin, Ní Crossan, 25, Lower Ballyarton Road, Clody, County Derry. Remains are reposing at her home. The wake at the family home is for extended family, friends and neighbours. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday morning at 20 past 10 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Clody, followed by interment in the adjoining graveyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. The death has occurred of Terry Tully, Ní O'Boyle, St Catherine's Road, Kellybegs, reposing at McBrearty's funeral home today from 6pm until 8pm. Removal tomorrow morning to St Mary of the Visitation Church, Kellybegs, for 11am funeral mass, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass can be streamed on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or McBrearty funeral directors. The death has taken place of William James Billy Kilpatrick, Habbistown Raphoe. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:30 for 1pm service of thanksgiving in Raphoe Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The house is strictly private, please, today and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice and Raphoe Presbyterian Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Kathleen McCafferty, Ní McCallion, Old Town Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence until after the rosary this evening. Funeral mass tomorrow at 11am in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of Con McDade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John McCauley, 12 Glen Road, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 9:25 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Cremation afterwards in Lakelands Crematorium. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.